best tea in the city.
This is the best tea in the city.
On the street.
On the air. Kaya 959.
Welcome to the show. Good morning. I hope you're well. It's 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Dini is back again tomorrow. Between 6 and 9, 9:59 breakfast. All right. So it is the best tea in the city. We're together until midday. You know this. Well, Throwback Thursday, they call it, right? Oh, yeah. What happens today that would have shocked us 10 or 20 years ago? Except the petrol price, obviously. Hey, Homotsahan says, who would have thought that going to groove will be an extreme sport? Yeah? Why will I wanna go groove? People who are having fun, but by again, I'm going like, it's a movie. Who would have thought? The way things have changed, right? Can you remember the first time you switched on a TV or radio? I mean, it was like a new world, completely new world. Today, you don't even, chances are you switch on your TV not to watch TV in a classical sense. There's apps for everything now. Change is one thing that is constant. What may have worked 10 years ago no longer applies. It has evolved. So it's always nice to sit back and like, wait a minute, what has changed? I never thought there will be a day I'll see a parking lot specifically for electric cars. And there's a charger. I don't know what to call it. Or there's a filling station right there as it parks. I'm like, this was like Back to the Future stuff. Like, you, is this where we are now? And those things can't help but age you, especially if you pay them attention. I'll ask you again, what is happening today that would have shocked you 10 or 20 years ago?
Mojolo, umjolo wabantwana bethu, umnxilo wabantwana bethu yo, our children drink hle. Bayajola, uthola abantwana bambene ngama uniform, bame khoneni nabakubona bacabuzane as if thina zange sijole masakhula. Masikhula thina besibaleka. Sibona nje umama sesitradini sethu or wase opposite besibaleka. Ababaleki bona. And ngathi benzela thina. Yo labantwana. Ha.
Bazokutshela bobu ukuthi uyigwala.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
You know, there are a lot of things that are happening today in our world that weren't really happening about 20 or so years ago. Things that properly are going to be shocking to our ancestors. Mark my words. In 10 years from now, its name won't be used for pal. Some kshama siga. Kwahiba. Okay. Petrol is one of those things that, especially right now, we're feeling the pinch from it. I mean, remember when it reached 10 rands, we were like, what? 10 rands a liter? Well, we are over 20 now. 20 rands a liter. Should somebody have told you this 10 years ago? Look at the dress code today. No modesty, nothing. There's more skin. And because we are looking and using that lens, the lenses of the past, we sound like our parents. Did you see that the ball bottom is back? Google Musa Keys. Yes. Google black coffee. And back then, word of mouth was the trusted form of spreading news. But today, it takes minutes for a message to go viral. All thanks to what? Social media. TikTok, Twitter, you name it. Then, we have the amount of single people. Mujolagi pandemic. Had I told you this 10 years ago, where there's a pandemic coming, and it's called Mjolo, what? Never. Let's not even get started with our kids. our kids know better than, they know more than we do. Yeah. Access to information. It's shocking in a good way. The question is, where now are you keeping yourself abreast of issues? So that at least you can have that conversation with them. It is TBT, right? Yes. So reflect. What's happening today that would have shocked us 10 or 20 years ago? Hashtag things. The way things have changed, actually. The way things have changed.
5 years ago, Obo was guti, you need to budget, like have a proper budget, like to buy 2 liter cooking oil. That is shocking, Pretty.
Hore, it is the most expensive thing right now.
Cell phone banking. Ah, libala. Ah, God. The way that we have to make money, we said that. But this was an oba. This was the bomb money. Wow. We are chiga next week. We are going to pass on the train. I figure after 3 days. Manje, ah, more funny money. But that if I can even let send email net bank, aksanga.
What do you think about Apple Pay? That your phone is a working wallet. I mean, that in itself will make your parents go, what? Listen? Exactly. What else?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
All right. These are the 3 teaspoons on the way things have changed. 1, how easy it is to bring each other down. I mean, from a traditional healer going on live platforms about how they bewitched someone, to how Black Twitter is happy to cancel people or bring others down. Eh? We are addicted to bringing the hero down. Well, it's easy to bring the hero down. But who's the victim here? Second teaspoon on how the way things have changed. No need for middlemen. I mean, when last did you use a travel agent to book a holiday? No need, because you can do it yourself via apps. You can rent a fully furnished house for 6 months in any city in the world. 6 months, fully furnished. Live like you've never lived your city. Oh, you don't need to own a car anymore, by the way, if you really think about it. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on the way things have changed. Out of season fruits and veggies on the shelves. Ungudila, out of season fruits and veggies on the shelves. How is that summer fruits are still on the shelves in winter? This would have made your grandma wonder, what the hell? Well, it's GMOs, right? As much as it helps to keep the food on the table, but it also diminishes the nutritional value of food. Sadhguru, do you follow Sadhguru? You must listen to Sadhguru. Sadhguru also spoke about it, that one orange gave us back in 20 years ago, what it gave us 20 years ago, you need to eat about 6 to get the same nutritional value. Why? What has changed that would have shocked us 10 years or 20 years ago?
Social media for me takes a cap. It's like everything is on social media. Everything, people expose themselves. It's like a platform where everyone can put anything in there. You're not working, you're on social media, you can make money. Yeah, no. Social media has taken the world by storm. That's for me, Uncle T.
What used to happen behind the scenes is now everywhere. Call myself social media. Oh, yeah. The way things have changed, Makumalo.
The way things have changed.
Deboho Tetro here shows me a picture of a dog.
Yes.
Eating sugar cane.
It's changed a lot. I never expected it. Yo, yeah.
When I get,
you know
what?
10 years ago, if I told my mother, or your child came to you and said to you, "I'm a social media influencer."
Yeah.
You would be like, what?
Yeah.
What? No. Angding mali kwena ngiyahola.
Ngiyahola.
I'm a social media influencer.
And they do it from their bedroom.
They
in
do
their
it
bed.
From their bedroom and they make more money than the three of us in the studio right
That's
now.
Right. Mm. That's right.
That's how much things have changed.
They don't leave the house.
No. And they make a lot of money.
And you're like, njani?
Kanjani ungasebenzanga ngoba thina sijwayele ukufukuza.
You must work hard.
Abafukuzi nothing.
I work smart, not hard.
The aim is not to sweat.
That's right.
Yes.
I put 1 hour in. I put 8 hours into 1 hour.
Exactly.
Done. I'm done with my day.
And ni malingene.
Chikilikini.
Iwa.
Abuze
wena.
Katufukuza
from 3 a.m.
Oh, you want that smeg? Kettle and toaster. Okay.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Says delivered. He never left the house.
She never left the house.
And then
yes.
Boom, at your door.
Exactly.
Boom, there. It is.
There we go.
10 years ago.
10 years ago, you couldn't do that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. 10 years ago also.
Yes.
Oh.
That blue app could not destroy lives. That blue app with a bird.
Right.
Someone couldn't be sitting emlazi, a back room somewhere, and destroy somebody's life in Johannesburg via a blue app.
I'm a chaser, man.
Sengqedile. Sengahamba manje.
Awu babes wenkomo ukhulume.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Awu siyabo. Jish. Oh, you drop bombs today.
Whoa.
Dish.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
Mahadeva, you have something there.
10 years ago. Can I go back to 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
But I think, you know, for me, globally, looking at the picture in the world, 10 years ago, it was, according to the U.S. Supreme Court, women had the constitutional right to abortion. And now, that's been overturned.
That has been overturned.
And you know, the world always looks to the U.S.
as a trendsetter.
Exactly. Mm. Of what to do next.
Mm-hmm. Our most celebrated constitution is also based on that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And now that's been overturned. And so now abortion is no longer a constitutional right. And so...
In the U.S.
In the U.S., yes. Mm. And so now what does that mean for the rest of the world? Mm. Are countries now going to start changing
I just can't remember which African country. It was in the news not so long ago.
Mm. Yeah.
There's a certain province or part of that country that is already changing their laws around abortion. About based on the U.S. Supreme Court decision.
Wow!
But even just for myself, even just in church, we're hearing it a lot more that people, you know, the church is quite vocal about it. That this has been overturned, and so you know we should.
Wow!
So going back to the Bible, basically.
Wow!
So I don't. Yeah, this discourse around. Abortion and the rights.
And had you said
fetus.
This 10 years ago, that this will be overturned?
Right?
I would have been shocked.
No, it would be like you are mad.
You
are anti-progress.
How unprogressive are you?
Thank you. Huh? Yeah. You are a counter-revolutionary.
Basically.
Sure. Hey man, nee nishaga kul na namshaje man.
No, slagan pila namshaje.
Nishaga kul. And I just asked now, depression in kids.
Yo.
Sure.
Had you said this to me 10 years ago?
Uncle T.
Or even 20.
Uncle T.
And now I have to ask this question. Is this because this is how we raise them? How much of that has to do with us? Because we are the current cream of... parents.
This is very true.
I posit that we are going through what our parents went through. I get about what goes around comes around. Karma is a bee, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are going through exactly what our parents went through. Unruly kids, which we once were. High cost of living, exactly what we're going through right now. The rise in crime, come on. Political instability. Hey, even somebody just tweeted now actually to say, hey, we are voting against the ANC that we once vowed to die for. Kiss a ramput. Exactly. The way things have changed. What has changed?
Hey, the fact that we pay for electricity, but half the day we don't have it.
And you still pay for it.
It doesn't make sense. How do we get here?
You didn't give me a full day of electricity.
And then I must still
let
pay.
Let alone a week.
How does that work?
Let alone a month.
How does that work?
And then you still send the audacity. The audi.
Why are you all discolored for Brati?
Hi.
It's just a lot. And the fact that I feel like when I was younger, adulting looked fun. You know, adults were living their best lives. People had homes by 27. Now.
Listen, prolong it. Stay with your parents as long as you can.
I'm literally in the bosom of my sister. I'm like, girl, I'm here for you. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
Yeah, you need company.
And I shall lie on this.
That's me. I'm here to support you. Come be here in Johannesburg all on yourself. That's me.
That's you.
100%.
What's happening on your show?
Of course, it's a Thursday, which means for the feel good mix today, we're going old school.
Old school.
Uh-huh. And today we're talking about school holidays.
Okay.
So school holidays. And I don't know if you remember, but the June ones just slapped a little bit more than the December ones. Mm-hmm. Because of course, we are the only ones that are on holiday. The parents are working.
Are working.
Which means we are home alone.
That's right.
Which means we are getting up to things.
And Gaband.
And Gaband. Yeah, gone. So we're just asking, you know, if you recall some of the things you did in your June holidays, what are some of those things you wish your child doesn't do? They learn from. You understand? And that you don't get that karma.
We are where we are right now because karma is like...
Hey!
Exactly.
Hey!
Exactly.
The cycle.
Exactly.
So, when I...
Ay, ke. Balalel. They are home right now. I'm just happy that there's somebody who's an adult at home with them right now.
Okay.
Because it could have been...
A whole different situation.
What do you call it when you call your friends come over to watch a movie?
Netflix and chill?
In these days, I need.
Yes.
In England, I'm calling Netflix. Yeah. I have a smart house. So
yeah, a smart fiber, house.
Fiber. So they will watch it. So no, it's a guam. We can Netflix and chill, girl.
And you don't know where that's going to go.
Yo.
Kuthwa tatomkhulu.
Hey! Imagine the fabulous mean that them could.
Imagine.
Really?
Oh. You need at least one gray head to qualify.
Can you?
Wow.
Never.
Because wow.
Sure. That would be the day. Netflix and chill. And the next thing, it is July now.
August, so that September. Would be March next year.
Before Easter.
Yeah.
Before Utik Asfela.
Jonga.
I
mean, that would definitely be a good time to forgive them for their sins.
Never. Chin. On whose data?
So, go on, when are you Netflixing fiber? And chilling? Are you just saying, I just want to, let's take it back to you. Were you Netflixing and chilling?
Of course.
Oh.
VHS.
Hey.
Angiti Vela, we share tapes. You understand?
What kind of content is in this tape?
Man.
Okay, no. So.
Now
I just want to double check what's going on.
That's why you're under the weather.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-000-00-959.
Seneza kune. At least when it's my humble last 13, no top and I'm a clipanyana or 20 rands, you understand? Hey, so yeah, the lady changed it.
Not clipa.
Shall I take it a Bitcoin?
Not clipa, anonymous. No. 20 rand there. 50 rand if you're lucky.
From when I was a teenager, Nora Fetokra span out my 18. First pay, no visa on doom, by Rabelle, by Jebai Fates, about Fair on Amela Fair. When I know, teenager grass span, Shapa, I blew it, go to Afetokra pay, Ubitari, I choose, Bashapa turn up young and bell.
That's
yeah,
right.
Go on to the Chinchin, the Brati.
Hey, let's have peace, so thank you. Malete Matuel.
Hello, my uncle, okay?
Ronald Guy. 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
Yo, uncle, get a hona no banana, banana no, by a manabashiman, as old as 12, 13. The last beating I got, I was 21 years old. Keep on a gang, Uncle T, with my fellow brother in the Lord, Uncle Paco Haye, and I wouldn't get to go in there. Unjela ka mo ka mo gae o dumedisa mama mama mo dumedisa hanti ara qeta o tsamae hancha pa so uncle 21 years old and I did not know whether I was crying or groaning. I was like, God, why is this?
Yeah.
I'm always reminded that, oh, mama, your last beating I got was when 21 years old. If I be run next.
Are you going to raise your children like that too?
No.
You see?
Thank God that dad is there. Yeah.
Your mom is the one who showed you. Why are you now abdicating your duty to...
So, kita ba bon samara, no the age 21 sticking in Taliban, the uncle G. Yo,
maybe ko hona mo. Maybe that's where it's needed the most. Thank you, Malizima.
Yo, Uncle T, for me, the value of family have changed, and have changed from better to worse. Growing up, we used to go home, you know, we would eat everything. Kungena, like, ubandlululo, you know. But now, kodi family, Uncle T, when you go home, sekungenwa ngemali ekhaya, if ungana mali, you are made to feel hore awuna chelete. And abantu abadala, the way favoritism in a corner, it separate us as the children. Whereas in the olden days, bana, we used to be bana, we used to eat into A1, but now our parents, mutu ujale wana bahaye, if wena mama house na nexi, oh, Uncle T, it's so bad.
Let's ask a fair question. How old is Gogo today? If we really had to ask a fair question, how old is Gogo today? Because when we say Gogo, we say the generation, two generations after, right? So chances are she's basically maybe late 40s, mid 50s. She's still a girl. Wahono ikaparela di tides aye shopping mall. Gari tides. Gogo. Just say.
Nike technology, it's a shocker on a daily basis, I guess. You have cars warning you, opaka, they heat up seats, they warn you, got the seat belts. You can call somebody across the ocean via video call, see them live. Yes. Banking apps, you can do your banking on Tsukohae. You can order grocery and it gets delivered to you. Phone, it does more than hofona fela.
That's right. Technology, definitely. Advancements of that can never go unnoticed. Freddy!
Stivos.
What have changed?
Man, another thing, harogola ne rena le mahipi ba be ba borogo mo mkhabeng gona no ba bohlobola ba tsama ka riana pele go ntse
ke fashion of the day
ya ne
when a bra Fred when a bra in bra Fred
no na ke apara hantle bra Fred ke apara hantle I'm 60 now
Brentwood ne
sa apara style sa ka sa khale
Brentwood ne
ya
ya
ke apara Brentwood le
ka Beretta ne
No.
Nowadays, everything is content. I am shocked at how people are even vlogging about their pregnancies, the process through pregnancy. Even when they give birth, they go to an extent of recording that. When we were growing up, you would wear comfortable clothing. There's what we call maternity clothing for a reason. Comfortable clothing, if someone asked you how far you were, you would backdate so that they don't know how far you are. And the next thing, you're holding a child and they're like, how? You've already given birth. Because of our bofa. Nowadays, you find out you're pregnant. Hello, guys. Welcome to my YouTube channel. 6 weeks. Welcome to my YouTube channel.
I like to differ with that as well. Right now, we have the pleasure of documenting our journeys. And technology is there to help us do it. So if your phone is able to help you do that, so as you can document every part of your story, that's exactly the signs of a time, isn't it? Do we overshare? Well, we used to overshare our album. Like, really? Did you take pictures like that? Oh, pregnant vela. Where have you ever seen it? Now it's normal. So that's the thing about it. We are very romantic when it comes to nostalgia. When in actual fact, those were the dark days.
The usage of drugs, our brothers, our siblings is in Yahoo, and now they're doing it in public. It has been accepted as a norm now, you know. Infidelity as well, it has been accepted as a norm now. You know, people, they do things, isn't this in Yanyi Sai, you know.
Well, Tuli, social ills are there. And I don't think it's new with us. I'm not saying we should just, you know, welcome it and be happy and celebrate. No, no, no. We are going through exactly what our parents went through. We are where our parents, we are our parents, actually. Tabo.
Tibo, how are you?
I'm good, Bito.
I'm all right, Bito, man.
Tibo, it's a couple of things. I'll just try to be quick. Sure. One, Montate ba bakenanko the maternity ward auto tola langwana. Back then, it was something in the for bomme. The second one, the teenage pregnancy that we are experiencing today, ba dumelwa ho ba e go skolong ka pregnancy. The past tense ne ba sa dumelwa, and then the last one, kibana. Who would have thought hore ngwana wa 12 years o tloba pregnant where by the just missed terminate ngwana. Those are my few points, my brother.
No mara Hortman, a prekisa ke mang. Good, that conversation must also continue. 12 mara prekisa ke mang.
That's the thing.
Right.
Thank you,
Vito.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.